Shlomo Weisbart.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Right. So I left my sporo in my home, shame. Right, a quick sikkum we learned last week. The last week we were learning the halachas of curtain rails. So we spoke about putting up a curtain rail. Let's see if we can find it where we are. Hanging up pictures, sorry, on the wall. Let's just quickly go through that again. Yeah, that was, we said that if you've got a picture on the wall, well, let's start from the beginning. Let's say you've got a picture on the table, you've got nails already in the wall, and you want to hang up a picture up on Shabbos. So, strictly speaking, there should be no problem with that, actually, yeah? The Machai, there's no problem with that. It's not called a binyan. Putting something onto a wall is not called binyan. I mean, if it sticks on mum, it's like a suction hook, that could be a problem. But something which is just like, you can see it's clearly independent from the wall. It's not meant to be a fixture of the wall. It's not a chelik of the wall. That, lechore, is not a problem of binyan. Sorry? It's an ornament. Everyone knows it's an ornament. It doesn't become part of the wall. It's not meant to be part of the wall. It's not like plaster. When a person plasters the wall, that plaster is the chelik of the wall. A picture, everyone understands, it's there, but I like this. It makes the wall not nice.
It's a permanent
thing, but it can be moved off easily. It's not shut that it becomes a chelik of the wall.
If it's the
shvigel, yeah, that you have to know. That was number one. So, lechore, who are din? Let's say someone's got something on the wall already. Let's say you've got pictures on the wall. Let's say a clock. Someone has a good shadow, Moshe, about a clock on the wall. This clock in his bedroom is broken. He wants to know if he can take that off. So we said last time that lechore, that might be mut, actually. What's happened to everything here? Somebody's got no chashivas. If it's an expensive picture, a person doesn't want to move it around, then that could be taka, that could be a problem. But general things are on the wall, like a clock or a cheap picture, which a person wouldn't mind moving around, that lechore is not a problem of moving around. So one could take a clock off a wall, pashtus. Some poskim machmir, there's some poskim, anything which has got a place on the wall, that is a designation, and that is moksa. But generally, many, many poskim hold that's not a problem, and one may move them off the wall and move them around. That's many other possible maker lies that they said that's not a problem. So we spoke about a magnet on a fridge. So we said, also I saw a bit of my husband, my Shabbos takes on a magnet on a fridge, it's still not part of the fridge. And therefore to take the thing off under the magnet is mutter, that's not called soisa, because you can't call that a proper connection. A suction hook, he said, is worse. A suction hook, where a person puts onto a wall or onto a door in order to stick something on there, that's the whole intention, is that it should be a hanger. And that's problematic, Tucker. That one shouldn't do on Shabbos. But on a baby's chair,
well,
we said.
You put a frame on the wall, like that, because you want a permanence.
You want a permanence, but no one says it's going to come to the chelik of the wall. You're right, it's annoying. It's a beautiful thing to put on there. But no one.
Wall.
Yeah, but it's not part of the wall. No
Whereas
one.
A suction, because suction is the wall.
Yeah, that's part of the wall. That's a chelik. It's a normal fixture, it's a wall. A normal thing of a wall has. It's got suction hooks on it, it's got hooks on there. That's already a different story. Okay. Let's move on to today's thing already. One other thing, we spoke about curtains on the walls as well, Marshall. We spoke about curtains hanging in the windows. So we said, strictly speaking, there are more maker actually with a curtain. Especially if the curtain is just blocking up already something which you've got there. It means you've got a window there. So it's not a part, it's not acting as a partition. Because if you've got, that's one thing. So Marshall, you've got already a frame and you want to put a curtain up in order to, what do you call it, to stop people looking in. But the door, the airway is closed, really. So you're just doing it as an extra adornment, really. That's much more lenient. That curtain is not a problem to put up on Shabbos, according to many poskim. Pashtus from the Ramah, that's mutter. According to the Ramah, that lechore should be mutter to do. And then we spoke about, well, you've got, let's say, an empty space. Let's say the door's broken. So you want to fill in the space with a curtain. That's much worse. That's more chomer, that. But even so, even in that case, the chayit's only a problem if it's stuck on top and at the bottom. That's the ikah hadin of Ramah. The Maaseh, the Aruch HaShabbos is machmir. It brings other shiur which hold that nowadays, since it's like a permanent fixture, with all our curtain hangings there and everything, it becomes a chelik of the wall, and therefore one should not rehook these curtains or anything like that on Shabbos. But the Ramah, the passage of the Ramah is that's allowed. The Ramah seems to say it's mutter, and therefore a pareches, stranger pareches or something like that, that lechore should be allowed to be done, really. That should be mutter to do. But it's a chumrah. The Aruch HaShabbos is going with this in the end. That one should not do it. We don't know Aruch HaShabbos, but Aruch HaShabbos is taking on that one should not do something like this, actually. Yeah? That adding protein on curtains nowadays is different. One shouldn't do it. Okay. Let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting topic, actually, over here.
We learned about, I've got a case of aligning inside a coat.
You said there's also the Kishon Sphere. There's a shadow teufel. Remember, Vosden was mach. Many poskim hold there's no teufel with zips and things like that, yeah? What is it, Velcro or zip?
Buttons.
Buttons. So many buttons, everyone holds motto. Buttons was definitely a coat to one of them, even though it's left for a long time. Because a button is clear that it's only a temporary thing. It's well, even though you've got a button, even though it's you're leaving for a long time.
A
parochus is... A parochus, that's a shadow of a machitza. That's a worse shadow. This is a shadow of teufel. It's a shadow of binyan, this. This is a shadow of binyan. It's a different shadow, this is the teufel. Teufel, which is nicker, that's not, it's meant to be undone, it hasn't got a shadow of teufel at all. So this shadow of a broken toilet is very interesting, actually, over here. So I said, let's start from the beginning. Let's say, for example, let's start, mummies from the shadows that can crop up with toilets. First, you're going to have a broken toilet seat. A broken toilet seat is number one. You can have a chain that doesn't flush. And then you can have a blocked toilet. Three possibilities. Let's start with number one. Number one is the case of where the toilet seat is broken. Now, you must realize a toilet itself is mechubar lekarka. Hence, every attachment to that is very, very strict, actually, because it's like a proper binyan. And therefore, in a mosh, let's say, for example, the one toilet seat is on, but the screw is a bit loose. If a person were to tighten that screw on the toilet seat, that's an isur binyan. That's called moist of alabin. That's called adding to the binyan. That's a chelik of the fixture. It's meant to be there for a long time. Therefore, that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So any attachment to the mosh, either the toilet seat came off, and you want to attach it back into its slot, you want into its bracket, that you can't do on Shabbos. And if it keeps coming out, it's meant to be a permanent fixture. It's meant to be a permanent fixture. Stay, but even on a mechubar lekarka, even a temporary thing is also to do. So something which is mechubar lekarka is very, very strict, actually. So here it's very, very problematic if the toilet seat breaks.
When you spoke about the thing in the toilet which gives the colour and when you flush, the story that I turned out of the shop, is that's not called mechubar lekarka?
No, that's not mechubar lekarka, but that's clearly a shop. It's not part of it. That's not part of it. It's an interesting thing to watch. They speak about the washer, for example, what do you call it, a sink strainer. You know, you've got on top of your sink, the washer where the hole is, you've got a bit where all the rubbish goes out. There's no issa to lift that off and empty out all the rubbish into the dustbin. There's no shadow of binyan and steel there. It's clearly not part of the sink. This toilet thing, which is hanging in your toilet bowl, that's clearly not part of the toilet. It's not meant to be a chayla toilet. The toilet seat is an integral part of the basic issa. And therefore, that's much more problematic. So even if it's loose and it keeps coming out, and the mice are fixing it in again, the is problematic.
That's the same thing with you. You're not allowed to take that off if you flush
from the toilet. I'm coming to this. Yeah? That's number one. Yeah? Number two is, so the mosher, let's say the toilet seat's come off. The mice is not very convenient to sit on the toilet without a toilet seat. So we have to know, to put the toilet seat on without the screw is osmin rabon. It's not osmin atoira if you don't screw it on. Just a loose connection is also osmin to do. It's not osmin atoira.
It's not connected,
but it's still osmin to do. Putting it on is a gazero that you might come and fix it on. So the mice, you mustn't do it, but you mustn't put it on. But here, I think it's a shadow cover the breeze. It's very awkward for a person to sit on the base of kisei without a toilet seat there. Others said to me, we can't see what the problem is. Well, a person can manage. Yes, Lord. But if it's a shadow of covered habrias, then an issa drabonon, you can wait for covered habrias, yeah? So if that would be the case, a person can't use a basic issa in such a case, then the chayra, he'd be allowed to put the toilet seat on in a loose way, obviously.
Right,
oh, this was someone else's time. It's very awkward, though. It's not very comfortable.
Well, you cover the seat.
If you can avoid it, if you can do it, I mean, someone's got another toilet to use, and someone can do it. What?
Yeah.
I say, I think it's a bit awkward. I think it's very awkward like that, especially when it's got. No, but he's saying to myself, what's the problem? You could do it. You could manage without it. You could. He's saying you can manage without it. It's not. It's a bit uncomfortable. It's not. That's always a practical advisor, but that's an interesting point. So in such a case like that, it is one of those. Okay, I don't know, you're saying it's not. Yeah, look, if a person can manage without the toilet seat putting on, then the chayes and Isra want to put it back on again. And besides, actually, I must tell you, besides the Isra want to put it back on, the mice is very severely moxie, yeah? The toilet seat that breaks off is like Dalsas and Bayesh and Esparku, the door of a house which breaks off on Shabbos, that door is moxie. It's omen to go back on again. It's mocked as it is now. It hasn't got a dinner a dennis of a cane which breaks off. A dennis of a cane which breaks off is mocked to move around. A dennis of a bias which breaks off is mocked. So the chur, this toilet seat is mocked.
It's designated for that purpose. Not on it, but off it. It's designated.
But now it's useless. When it's off, it's useless. Now it's useless.
I prefer to sit on that than on the.
I'm telling you, I understand, but a door that comes off. The door is meant to close.
It's not necessary.
No, I can want to block the doorway.
No,
to block the doorway. I want to put it back in the doorway to stop people coming through.
That's your proper use. Is it? I can put it on and off.
Not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know.
If all week it's broken and I take it off and on.
Everything you've done a yichud, if you've used it during the
week.
Well, that's klar. If a person had this during the week and we yachted it like this to put it on and off, that's no problem. I'm talking about happened on Shabbat, let's say. So on Shabbat itself, it's got a dinner of Denish and Isparku, a sandwich falls off on the chub of the karka, it's muksa. In my city, it's a very severe type of muksa, you can't move it. So if it's covered habrias, so muksa gets weighed because of covered habrias. So maybe that would also be weighed. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, muksa and shayla binyan, the shayla of you might stick it together. So you're right, you have to know. Yeah, that's claw. Toilet paper is a covered bridge, you've got no choice there, yeah? Yeah, here, you're timing, someone else signed this to me as well in Curly. Someone said the same thing to me in Curly as well. Now, he thinks there's no covered bridge for the toilet seat because you can manage that toilet seat. It's not ideal, of course, it's better to sit in the toilet seat itself, it's rather more convenient, but you could do it. Yeah, so you have to know if that's enough of a header. That's number one.
Did you ask the chain?
What? Yeah, you have to know if it's possible. Number two is, let's say the chain doesn't flush. So the chain is snapped on top, yeah? So I haven't got to be screwed here on my showers, but I'll have to check this again sometime maybe tomorrow. But it's interesting over here, when the chain snaps, so what's the normal thing to do is to lift the lid off. Lift the lid, don't do it manually, raise the chain with your own hand. Now that I'm not sure about, the lid of the system. Taking that off on Shabbat, isn't that problematic?
It's not
mechuba. It's not mechuba, but the whole system is mechuba l'karka. So you've got a lid which is mechuba l'karka. So this is our locker. Let's get Mishav Ruah in a minute. I'm not sure how practical it is. If you can move it, can I get it? No, well, that's claw. Let's make it clear. There's two sorts of toilet systems. Yeah, there's one with a screw on, and you have to undo the. It's like the flusher is a screw. When you want to take the lid off, you have to undo that flusher. That's a screw on. That's zicha also do on Shabbos. There's no shad. That's zicha soisa. To undo that, I'm talking about the lid that just sits on the top, and you can move it on and off as it is. It goes quite easily on and off. So that is an interesting shad. That's a halach over here. Relational Zion.
Isn't like a tool stopper? We have to leave. If you would need it, you'd be able to.
A door stopper?
Like a scissors.
A door stopper, my friend, is not soisa.
Yeah, maybe like a scissor.
But a scissor case like lisa. A scissor, which is normally used for issa, that can be used for heter, that corner case like lisa, that's much more lenient. That you can use like a mosh hammer, you can use for cracking nuts on Shabbos. This is a shayla of soisa. Mammy, you're doing an avei when you take a lid off.
The
whole purpose is meant to be covered. So here's the interesting. Where's this one? You understand what I'm saying? This is much worse. This is a shayla of soisa. To lift the lid off, the chora, I think it's very similar to soisa.
If you take the lid half off, is that still soisa?
No, I'm not sure about it. If you move the lid slightly off.
Like you just push it.
Push it a bit. First of all, it's very risky because you've got to get your hand inside there to move the thing, yeah? And a person, it's very delicate. If you knock it off too much, the whole thing cracks, you'll be in a lot of trouble. So it's risky. The Maisa in Shin Ches, I think it's Sikhavo, I don't know which one it was. Sikhavo. I haven't got my Shabbos here. It talks about the covers of a boyer. That's clear. The cover of a boyer in your garden, lifting that off is a problem on Shabbos.
Manhole,
yeah. Something which that is problematic on Shabbos. This has got a ring on it that you can pull off, which is clear that it's meant to be pulled off. That's okay. There is the Mechama talks about a keli which is stuck onto the ground. That's more lenient. Now this lechor, this toilet over here is like a keli which is stuck to the ground. That could be more lenient. So the Erech Shabbos Taker, he wants to say that lifting the lid off is okay. He wants to tell him that lifting the lid off this is not a problem. Since it comes off very easily, it's got the din of a keli. It's a very interesting thing. And therefore, that's more time. Actually, I was at a customer this week. I was a Rob from out of town. I just asked him, the shine over here. I asked him about the toilets. I was speaking to him. He said to me, well, the next guy I was speaking about a plunger. I spoke to him. He said, the lids, he's very much for. The lids, he thinks, is a serious problem. He said to me, now, he holds in the lids, taking the lids off is a serious problem. So I haven't seen anyone say it clearly. The Arukh Shabbos certainly is lenient on this. The Arukh Shabbos seems to say, if the lid just slips on and off, it's easy to move on. I haven't got Arukh Shabbos in front of me, but the Lashon of Arukh Shabbos is, if it's easy to move on and off, and it's clear that it's not Mechubah to it at all, it's very easy, then that's all right. Shmir Shabbos, as far as I remember, he sees, he must have, it's got a lip to it. There's a lip that goes round the side. So it's not really part of the system itself. It's clear that it's meant to be lifted off. He's also watching Matthew in that case, as far as I remember. This is a bit of a grey area. I haven't got this clear. What? It's heavy, but the shayla is, it's meant to, it's not, is it proper, is it a proper attachment? Sorry?
I think there for 20 years, it doesn't break, you don't take it off.
Yeah, it's not meant to be taken off. I mean, some people put the colouring thing inside there, but it's not really meant to be taken off. It's not a thing that's meant to be taken off. But the washer, a manhole, which has got a ring on it to be pulled off, even though it's also meant to be taken off, but the mice, that's mutter. So this is, it's a very interesting, I haven't got as much clear this part over here, but look what I'm saying, with the Arukh Shabbos, because it's alright. The Arukh Shabbos has taken the lid off there. That is mutter to do, actually, and therefore, according to that, one will be allowed to manually pull out the lever of the chain and flush the chain manually. So you take the lid off, put it to the side. I don't know how about muksa there, but the maestro is supposed to cover the breach. You need to come on to cover the breach, so whatever that, you need to be able to do it to get that in order to flush the toilet, and therefore, that one is allowed to do, he says.
So, would it be better to take it half off?
Yeah, if you can take it half off, you'd have to move the whole thing. You do it with a shin and a chur, it's better. I would have thought it's a problem with muksa. Unless you learn that since, unless the Arukh Shabbos says that since it's aiming to come off, it's not a problem at all, maybe.
And use the flusher.
What flusher? With your hand. Yeah, to use the flusher is no problem at all. You can do it manually, there's no problem. And lifting the toilet chain up by itself with your hand, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
The next shayla, which is interesting, is that's a Chomodik shayla, is that when the toilet gets blocked. What happens when the toilet itself gets blocked? So now, that's an interesting side. Is there a problem to unblock it on Shabbos? Now, this is actually a Gemara in Ksubas, actually. I'll just start off with the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. Same thing with the same. We'll stick tomorrow. So let's start with the toilet itself. Where's the side to start from? Very interesting where it starts from. It's Halach and Shulchan in Gemara and Gemara in Ksubas. You brought in Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Sinoi ha-mekaleach ma'im in agag. You've got a gutter, which is producing water going from the roof. Sha'olu boy kasim rasom, things have started to grow inside there. They've got blockages, you've got leaves and things inside there. She'soysmin u'ma'akvim kilucha, it blocks the flow of water. That means the water is meant to go straight down the gutter. The problem is you've got things inside there, leaves and things. Actually, it's not growing there, which was clearly, it's talking about its tolush. So it's got a collection of dirt inside this gutter. Let's say leaves. As the leaves get swept along with the water, it blocks up the hole. So therefore, the water can't go down the chute. What happens is the water can't go down the chute, so the water clogs up, and it spills over, and it overflows down the side, which is coming into someone's house. Says the Mechaba, the water spills over down the roof, and it falls into one's house. Says the Mechaba, only eats in this case, very dodgy, the mice, it's a problem. What?
All that thing in the kutzer is muksa.
Yeah, so muksa, yeah. For Shai's what the issue is over here, you're quite right, it's something muksa, but he says the Mechaba says what you can do is, especially better, mamachon baraglov. You can't put it out with your hands. What you can do is you can squash it with your feet, you can walk on there or whatever, squash down the leaves so you make the water be able to flow over and go down into the hole. Since you're doing a tikkun in an indirect way, it's going to cause a loss. Rabbanon weren't going to. So it looks like from the Shulchan Aruch over here, the whole heter to make it to unblock something on Shabbos when it's causing a damage. Covered up is also damage. It's only mutter if you do it with a shinui. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to speak about the Spencer tomorrow. All right.
Oh, sure.
I'm not that good.